You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Indeed, our Heavenly Father wants us to draw close to Him all the time.
所以我们了解为什么到第六章的后面, 主耶稣说, 你们要先求神的国和神的义, 这一些事情, 神都要加给你们。
Maybe then we will understand why Jesus said, Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you.
今天我们要看第二段。
Today we would like to spend time on the second.
我们把第九节和第十节我们翻到以后再一起来看。
Let's pay attention to verses 9 and 10.
这里耶稣说,所以你们祷告要这样说,我们在天上的父,愿人都尊你的名为圣,愿你的国降临,愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
在中文圣经里面很明显的看到有三个愿字。
In the Chinese version, you see three words signifying may or wishes.
那么在这里我们看见是祷告三愿，不是我们中国人所说的玫瑰三愿，这是祷告里面三个愿望。
So there are three wishes in this prayer in the beginning.
事实上在英文用your name, your kingdom, your will 也给我们看见三样东西是主耶稣在这里所特别提醒我们。
In the English version, the three things that appear is your name, your kingdom, and your will.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
May your name be glorified.
那么在英文说, hallowed be thy name, hallowed be your name. 那个hallow后来我去查字典，我说到底这个字在字典上怎么样解释。
I looked into the dictionary to find out the exact definition for the word hallow.
Hallow, 第一个意思是 to make holy, 第二个, to respect greatly. 第一个是讲到成为圣洁, 第二个是成为一种极深的一种尊重。
He already mentioned both.
第一个字, 好, 我们看第一个字, 尊耶和华的名为圣, 那个尊字。
Let us look into the word then, to make respect.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在社会里面越久，我们越能够感受到，一个会尊重别人的人，是一个成熟的人。As
we live in this society longer, we realize that a person who knows how to respect others is a mature person.
尊重是一个我们今天需要学的功课。And
this is indeed a lesson we should all learn.
人与人的问题就是人与人之间缺少那个基本的互相尊重的心。Interpersonal
conflicts arise because they do not know how to respect each other.
我们看见今天世界上有许多的宗教教导我们提醒我们怎么样尊重生命。Many
religions in the world teaches us to respect life.
我们看见有许多的宗教 提醒我们，帮助我们，教导我们怎么样尊重所有的植物、动物，使我们因此能够尊重人。Indeed,
many religions teach us that we need to respect all life so that we can respect to learn to respect human life.
我觉得这种的精神，这种的情操，实在是用心良苦。And
I feel that indeed they are trying very hard to achieve something quite noble.
但是 在这一段圣经里面，我们看见上帝教导我们的是不同的。But
now we realize here that the teaching of God is different.
先把神放在前面，先学会尊重神，我们就会彼此尊重。We
need to respect God first before we know how to respect each other.
上个礼拜我在中西部，在 Ohio 领他们一个聚会。
Last week, I had opportunity to lead meetings in Ohio.
在一个小组的活动里面, 他们问了许多的问题。
In a small group gathering, some of the people asked many questions.
有很多做长辈的, 来这边, 移民过来的, 他们就有很深很深的感慨，觉得好像我们中国人越来在美国越来越不懂得敬老尊贤的道理。
Many elderly immigrating from Asian countries coming over here really feel that the Chinese over here in North America has lost the art of respecting the elderly.
那么他们越谈到最后呢，每个人就摇摇头说：“哎呀，我们要面对这个文化的现实。”
And then at the end, all these elderly folks sort of just sigh and say, "Well, we just have to accept this difference in culture."
上个礼拜我正在思想主导文。这个祷告。
And as I meditate upon the Lord's Prayer,
那么我那个时候我就有一个很深的感触。
And I remember during that week, during that discussion, I had a very deep feeling.
今天我们从东方、从亚洲移民搬到这边来的许多的家庭，我们今天想到许许多多担心下一代或者将来我们后代的一些问题的时候。
As we move from Eastern countries, Asian cultures, over here, we are faced with so many concerns for our next generation.
我们说这是文化的问题。
And a lot of times we attribute the problem to culture.
但是我越读圣经，我越觉得这不是一个文化的问题，这是一个灵性的问题。
But as I read the scriptures, I come to the conclusion that this is not a cultural phenomena, but a spiritual one.
今天我们要尊老，我们要敬贤，这不是因为我们中国人才这样。固然我们有几千年这样的文化，但是我们在圣经里面看见，当我们把神放在我们尊重的对象的时候，我们就能够尊重其他的人。
Even though the Chinese culture have emphasized respecting the elderly or the nobles, we should really come back to the Bible and realize that unless we respect God,We cannot respect others.
所以当我们想到主耶稣基督教导我们怎么祷告，要先把神放在第一的时候，其实不是真正解决神的需要，真正受益的还是我们自己。
And then we realize, even though when Jesus say, "Hallowed be your name," seemingly this is pointed towards the need of God, it actually satisfies our need.
所有我们跟神的关系，都带出。我们更好的人际的关系。
Because as we build a better relation with God, our interpersonal relations will also benefit.
尊主的名，尊你的名为圣。
To respect God's name to make it holy.
讲到尊，讲到 respect, 我想顺便提一下祷告到底应该用什么样的姿态。今天有很多人问说祷告应当用什么样的姿态比较合适。
When we come to the word respect and holy, or maybe some will ask, well, how then should we pray?
圣经里面并没有很明显的这样教导我们。
The scriptures isn't very clear on this.
要紧的是我们的心向都是。
Of course, we understand the important part is our heart to God.
所以你躺着你可以祷告。
So indeed, you can pray while laying down.
你可以边走边祷告。
You can pray even as you are walking.
但是我们看到跪下来的姿势到底还是代表我们对神的一个敬虔的态度。
But then we realize that kneeling in prayer usually is a form of respect.
主耶稣到了克西马尼园的时候跪在那里祷告。
When Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was kneeling.
当以利亚在山上祷告的时候他是跪在那里祷告。
When Elijah was praying to God, he was kneeling.
今天我们如果越有这样一个尊重神的一个姿态，这是我们每一个人应该有的一个在神面前的态度。
Indeed, we all need this attitude of respect towards God.
有一次我参加祷告会的时候
，One time when I was in a prayer meeting,
突然我觉得圣灵在我里面做工。
I suddenly felt the Holy Spirit working in my heart.
我对我自己说，我在这里干什么？我是向着我们在天上的父神祷告。
I was reminded that I'm praying to my God in heaven.
我发现我在那里祷告的时候呢，我是翘着我的腿，我们所谓的翘着个二郎腿在那里祷告。
And I realized my legs were crossed.
我突然心里面有一种感觉。
And then I have this feeling in my heart.
如果今天在这个聚会的里面有一个尊敬的人在我们的中间。
If someone noble came into our meeting,
如果在我们的中间，不要说万王之王、万主之主，就是一国的元首在我们中间。
Let alone the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, just say a leader of a country coming into our midst,
我们必然是正襟危坐。
Then we will sit up in respect.
我们一定是用坐的姿态来代表我们对他的一个尊敬。
And very often we will show from our form our respect for that person.
在那天的祷告会以后，我心里面有一个很强的一个震撼。
And I was deeply shaken during that meeting.
我觉得我今天在神的面前不够对神有尊重。
I realized that I did not respect God enough.
记不记得有一次我跟弟兄姊妹分享，有一些弟兄姊妹，有一些教会的人想借我们的教会来做他们聚会的场所。
Some of you may remember I once shared with you there were some other churches that visited our church. They would like to use some of our space for their worship.
他们是一群韩国教会的弟兄姊妹。
Several groups of Korean brothers and sisters.
当我带他们来看教会的时候。
And I gave them a tour.
他们一进到这个礼拜堂。
When they entered the sanctuary.
我不会忘记他们来到神面前的那个态度。
I cannot forget their attitude as they entered the sanctuary.
即使我是一个牧师，我是个传道，我在这一方面就大大的不如他们。
Even though I've been a pastor for many years, I felt that I come short of their respect.
他们进来的时候。
They came into the sanctuary.
每一个人找到一个位置。
Each of them individually found a private spot.
恭敬的，低头，安静的祷，在祷告。
And then respectfully and in silence, they started to pray to God.
每一个人坐得非常非常的恭敬。
And they all sat with a very straight form.
当我看到他们的时候，我心里面有很深很深的惭愧感。
And when I saw them like that, I have a sense of shame.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们来到万主之主、万神之神的面前，我们的态度是什么？
What is our attitude as we come before this King of Kings?
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣的时候，是不是提醒我们来到神的面前，应当要改变我们应该有的态度
？So when we say our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, maybe we will be reminded that we should readjust our attitude as we come to meet him.
第二，愿你的国降
，Your kingdom come。
我们知道神的国或者天国是耶稣基督一辈子最看重、最重要的一个题目。
We know the kingdom of God is the utmost concern of Jesus.
主耶稣出来传道第一篇信息说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
The first sermon that Jesus preached was the kingdom of God is at hand. You should repent.
三年半，神的国都围绕着。耶稣基督所讲的信息，所讲的道理。
In his 3.5 years of ministry, most of his sermons were centered around the kingdom of God.
这个主题对主耶稣来讲是非常非常的重要，所以在祷告的时候，他教导他的门徒说：“你们要求他的国度降临。”
So when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he said we should pray that the kingdom of God should come.
门徒听了三年半。
The disciples heard this for 3.5 years.
但对神的国还是非常的陌生。
But they were still not very clear on the kingdom of God.
耶稣从死里复活。
So when Jesus rose from the dead,
40天跟门徒在一起。
He spent an additional 40 days with his disciples.
那40天做什么呢？
What were they doing?
几乎天天告诉他们、教导他们神国度的事情。
Teaching them daily about the kingdom of God.
我们看见使徒行传第一章第三节说，40天的时间里面，耶稣跟他们讲到神的国。
And we can see this from Acts chapter 1 that during those 40 days, Jesus taught them about the kingdom of God.
第三节说跟他们讲了神的国40天。
And indeed, this was recorded in verse 3 of the first chapter of Acts.
到了第六节，他们问耶稣一个很奇怪的问题。
But then in verse 6.You realize the disciples asked the Lord a very strange question.
他们问耶稣说：“耶稣啊，你这个复兴以色列国是什么时候？”
They asked, "Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel at this time?"
耶稣基督跟他们讲天国，他们说以色列国。
When Jesus was teaching them about the kingdom of God, they were thinking about the kingdom of Israel.
耶稣基督跟他们讲到神的事情，他们只想到他们个人的事情。
Jesus was teaching them about godly things. They were thinking about personal things.
我们知道神的国这个题目，整个在四福音里面是一个就相当不同解释、不同看法的一个题目。
We know that the kingdom of God or the concept of the kingdom of God permeates all four gospels.
那么奥古斯丁他是把神的国把它解释成看成今天我们在地上的教会。
And Augustine interpreted the kingdom of God as meaning the church of today.
当然这不过是一部分的应验。And
we can say, indeed, we can see partial fulfillment of the kingdom of God in the church.
神的国将来还要完全地实现在地上。And
in the future, the kingdom of God will take form in its full extent.
当主耶稣基督说愿你的国降临教导门徒要这样祷告的时候到底他在讲什么？
So what did Jesus mean when he say, your kingdom come?
主要乃是提到今天在地上的教会怎么样能够合乎天父的心意。
Jesus then is reminding us that the church on earth today need to satisfy the will of God.
耶稣基督在马太福音13章用了好几个比喻来比喻神的国。
And in chapter 13 of Gospel of Matthew, Jesus used several parables to describe the kingdom of God.
在主耶稣的比喻里面提到神的国，特别是提到今天在地上这个不是很完全神的国的显现的教会。
And indeed, in the parables that he taught, he showed us that the church of today, which is a foreshadow of the kingdom of God, is not perfect.
他提到麦子，提到败子。
That there are wheat and there are other weeds in it.
他提到飞鸟，提到在树上有这些飞鸟。
He mentioned how the kingdom of heaven is like birds in the tree.
他所提的乃是说，今天在地上的教会不完全，所以里面还有许许多多的掺杂在里面。
He is reminding us that the church of today is not perfect. There are still a lot of impurities.
但是当他教门徒祷告这句话的时候，
But when he taught his disciples to pray this,
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
乃是提到说，这个神掌权的范围能够通行无阻的在神的家的当中。
He is referring that God should have His kingship among all of us in His church.
因为他既然神的国临到，那个国的那个掌权者就是主耶稣自己。
If the kingdom of God came, then His kingship and His authority should be evident in our lives.
然后主耶稣说，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。And
then Jesus said, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
就跟国是连在一起的。Again,
this is in relation to the kingdom of God.
当神的国临到的时候，他的旨意也可以通行无阻在地上。When
his kingdom come, then his will be done.
弟兄姊妹，神的旨意 不是让我们选择的，神的旨意乃是要我们顺服的。
Let us realize that the will of God is not for us to choose, but to submit.
上一次我再三地强调这一个真理。
I've reminded us on this truth.
主耶稣说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
When Jesus said, go into the world and make disciples of all nations.
当主耶稣对着他的门徒说，你们要彼此相爱。
And when Jesus said, love one another.
耶稣说，这是我的命令。
Jesus emphasized, this is my commandment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
圣经里面的命令不是你愿意就要，你不高兴就弃绝的这样的一样东西。
These commandments given to us in the Bible is not for some, it's not something that we can choose to obey when we feel good and disobey when we do not feel like it.
神的旨意, the will of God, 也让我们想到这是神的意志。
When we think about the will of God, we think about what He wants.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在耶稣基督教导门徒的这个祷告的第二个重点里面，
In the second important point of the Lord's Prayer,
我们今天学到什么？
What do we learn?
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
May, or hallowed be your name.
在中文是说，愿人都，所有的人都能够尊神的名为圣。
In the Chinese version, it's a little richer and say, may all the men of the world respect your name to be holy.
神的心意在全地。
The will of God is on the earth.
神的心意在每一个人。
His will is upon all of us.
当我看这三句话的时候，或者当我读到这祷告三愿的时候，
When I read about these three wishes,
提醒我要去好好地做传福音的工作。
I'm reminded that indeed I should be faithful to my calling to evangelism.
让我们真实看见，借助传福音，神的名 被尊重，借着传福音，神的国度临到，借着传福音，神的旨意行在地上。
Through the work of evangelism and the proclamation of the gospel, may the name of our Father be honored, and may His kingdom come and His will be done.
我们接着祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，短短的主导文里面给我们许多丰富的提醒。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, even though the words are few, there is so much in here.
主啊，我们可以了解，我们可以欣赏，但愿我们也更是活在你这个主导文的里面。
While we can understand and appreciate the words, Lord, help us to live out them.
主啊，求你帮助我们，以后我们每一次背诵这个主导文的时候，
help us so that when we recite in response with this prayer,
不只是我们表达我们的心意，
help us not only to respond by showing our hearts,
让我们也能够遵守主你自己的话语。
Help us to learn to obey your command.
主啊，今天我们一同来到你的面前。
As we all come before you today,
从心里说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
May we all be able to say, "Hallowed be your name."
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
主啊，因为我们知道地上的国度有一天要成为神儿子耶稣基督的国度。
We know that all earthly kingdoms will be under the lordship of Christ.
愿你的旨意不只是行在地上，如同行在天上，也行在我们的生命的里面，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and may your will be done in all of our hearts.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.